morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, July 17th. You'll be interested to know. 70 years ago today, in 1955, Disneyland opened its gates in Anaheim, California. Walt Disney's visionary theme park transformed entertainment by blending storytelling, innovation, and immersive experiences. Despite initial challenges, Disneyland quickly became a cultural phenomenon, setting the standard for theme parks worldwide and bringing joy to millions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 78 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:19. It looks like we're in for some chance of rain showers this morning, followed by showers and thunderstorms later in the day, with mostly cloudy skies and a high around 89, plus a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low of 75 and winds picking up a bit to around 10. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10:45 with a high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday and Saturday with highs near 83. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 64. A chance of rain arrives Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 81. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a critical legal showdown, two Massachusetts cities, Somerville and Chelsea, are defending their federal funding in U.S. District Court in Boston. This funding is essential for police safety equipment, food delivery for seniors, and drug crime investigations. The Trump administration is attempting to withhold funds due to the city's local immigration laws. Chelsea City Manager Fidel Maltese emphasized that losing federal dollars would be a devastating blow, impacting public safety and social services. Somerville also faces potential cuts to vital services. Both cities argue that their funding should not depend on cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. Now on to sports. As the National Football League's offseason progresses, teams are solidifying their rosters for the upcoming season. Some teams are regarded as overrated, while others are seen as underrated. The Buffalo Bills, despite their strong performance last season, face challenges in their defense and contract disputes. The San Francisco 49ers, although popular Super Bowl picks, may struggle with key player injuries and departures. On the other hand, the Los Angeles Chargers are positioned for growth under new leadership, while the Dallas Cowboys hope to bounce back with a healthy Dak Prescott, potentially reshaping their offense. As always, the unpredictability of the league makes for an exciting season ahead. In local sports, tomorrow afternoon in Chicago, the Sox take on the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Lucas Giolito, sporting a solid 6-1 record with a 2.25 earned run average, faces Colin Ree, who's 3-3 with a 3.91. This is game one of the three-game series, with the Cubs favored by odds of minus 125. Expect sunny skies and 75 degrees. In top news, President Trump announced that Coca-Cola will transition to using real cane sugar in its signature soda, following criticisms of high fructose corn syrup by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump stated, "This will be a very good move by them. You'll see. It's just better." A Coca-Cola representative confirmed the company's appreciation for Trump's enthusiasm, promising more details on upcoming product innovations. Health advocates, including Kennedy, have criticized high fructose corn syrup for its health impacts, while the Corn Refiners Association defended it, arguing that replacing it with cane sugar could harm American jobs in agriculture. In business news, in a surprising shift, wave pools, once seen as the antithesis of surf culture, are now considered the future of the sport, even by veteran surfers. At the 2025 World Surf League Championship Tour, Brazilian Italo Ferreira showcased his skills in a state-of-the-art wave pool in Abu Dhabi, which can generate customizable waves every 3 minutes. With over 35 surf parks worldwide and more than 75 in development, the global surf park market is projected to reach $3.8 billion by 2028. These complexes are not just for athletes, but also serve as vacation destinations for families and fitness enthusiasts. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $118,000. Ethereum is up 8% to about $3,300. And XRP is up 5% to $3.05. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Humans once had straighter teeth, but recent research reveals how diet, evolution, and facial anatomy have transformed our smiles. While misaligned teeth were present in our hunter-gatherer ancestors, they are more common today. Experts suggest a major factor is our shift from tough, raw foods to softer, processed diets, which reduced the need for chewing and led to smaller jaws over generations. This smaller jaw space can cause overcrowding and crooked teeth. Additionally, cosmetic awareness and genetic factors may also influence the prevalence of malocclusions in modern populations. And in entertainment news, rumors are swirling about a potential reboot of the beloved Indiana Jones franchise, but could anyone truly replace Harrison Ford? After his final appearance in 2023's The Dial of Destiny, whispers about a revival have emerged. A report suggests that Lucasfilm may announce plans at next year's D23 Expo, but this remains unconfirmed. Hollywood insider Jeff Snider cautions that a reboot is likely years away. Meanwhile, names like Glenn Powell, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Pratt have surfaced as possible successors, sparking debate on who could carry the iconic whip and hat into the future. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and civil rights activist, Audre Lorde. And she said, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends, We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.